Hello and welcome to the Three Pillars Podcast. I'm your host, Chase Tobin, a.k.a. Tobinator the Motivator. The Three Pillars Podcast is that podcast that focuses on those three pillars of fitness, spiritual, mental, and physical fitness, to help us grow closer to the Lord on this journey that we call life. Guys, welcome back. This is going to be part two of a four-part series on warrior culture. Last week, we talked about the motto, always faithful, semper fidelis. What does it mean? How does that translate biblically? We got into it. Go back and watch that episode. I think you'll find it very edifying. This week, we're going to continue on this trend. This week, the episode is going to be about sucking it up, or how to embrace the suck. And what is the suck? What is it all about? And is that something we can apply to our lives spiritually? We're going to get into it, and I'm going to carry on with the book. Again, we're going to be getting into Omega Dynamics, a book by Jamie Walden, fellow Marine. Guys, you need to get it. Guys, you need to get it. Read it. I couldn't put it down. I got through it in like a week, if that. You'll very much enjoy it. So we'll get all the housekeeping stuff on the end. I want to jump right into the episode. So we're going to start with a quick word of prayer, as always, and then we're going to dive right into the book because I can't wait. So here we go. Let us pray. Father God, we just love you. We thank you. Thank you for giving us challenges. Thank you for giving us grit. Thank you for letting us test our mettle, for giving us stronger battles, for letting us crave that because we want to be better for you. Thank you for putting us through the crucible, through the forest, to burn off all our impurities and to come back a purer, more refined version of ourselves through your guidance. And Lord, we thank you for that struggle, for that growth. Lord, when we are feeling weak and we have doubt and we falter, you are always there to pick us back up and help us to refocus. And you save us from drowning. You save us from ourselves, from getting in our own ways. So for Lord, we are eternally grateful for that. Lord, I ask that you be with me today. Give me the words to say. Give anybody tuning into this the eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to receive anything that grows them closer to you. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. All right. The suck. What is it? In the Marines, we always say, either, you know, everybody's heard suck it up. We always said embrace the suck. What is it? It's just misery, pure and simple. There's times in our lives, there's times in the Marine Corps, there's times in any and every day, month, year, week, whatever, that is just miserable. But you have always, what is this saying? Today you have lived through every bad day you've ever been through so far, right? So you've always made it through it. This too shall pass. All these little cliche terms. You've gotten through it. But how did you get through it? Two ways. You can either gripe and whine and just slime through it and get by and not learn anything from it. Or you can take that challenge head on. Face everything and rise. You know the definition of my little acronym for fear, right? Face everything and rise. And become stronger. Learn a lesson from it. Because you tested something. You put yourself through a physical test, through a mental test. Sometimes you find yourself in a spiritual situation where you're just in doubt or you're in fear or anything like that. That's how the enemy wants to keep us in a state of fear. But if you embrace that and you understand it and you know that your body has limits, your mind has limits, and your soul has limits, but you can push them and extend those limits out farther and farther because you train yourself to become a better version of yourself through training repetition in the gym, through training and repetition and things that you read and put into practice, and through training and repetition of knowing the Word of God, knowing that He has got your back. He's going to see you through it to the end. He who endures to the end, to him will be saved. That's the ultimate goal. We want to get to the end, and we want to go through this. It's part of life. It's part of what we do as humans. It's part of the journey. It's part of the experience. And you can do it with God's help and for your brethren to your right and to your left. All right. This section of the book, again, carrying on, we're going to be talking about warrior culture. The idiom, again, suck it up. I'm just going to read this. It's a pretty, pretty short section. I'm going to go through it real fast. And then we're going to talk about it per the usual. It's going to kind of echo what I just went through because he's a Marine. I'm a Marine. You're going to find the same jargon, as it were. So we're going to jump in. We're on page 219 again. Omega Dynamics, Jamie Walden. Check it out. It starts Proverbs 20:10. If you falter in a time of trouble, how small is your strength? Another maxim endeared within warrior cultures is the charge to suck it up, or as we say, embrace the suck. Just live it. In the Marines, generally this small phrase was accompanied by numerous expletives as well as a challenge to your manliness. An inferred way of stating you were lacking grit was to simply snipe, "Let me get you a straw." You know what I'm saying? Suck it up. The same holds true when someone is wounded or even seriously injured. It's generally laughed about with a non-emotional response of rub some dirt in it. Or later on, you know, change your socks, hydrate, take some Motrin, you'll be fine. Anyone who has operated in the more rough and tumble world of guy dynamics understands that chiding each other is just good sport. It is a, quote, cultural norm. No offense is ever taken, and the simple jest to your, quote, toughness is laughed at, but then soberly heeded. It sticks with you. Within warrior cultures, it orients focus when we are overwhelmed by temporal struggles or waning perseverance. Like a shepherd's working dog, nipping the heels of his sheep, it aids in keeping everything within its proper alignment. As my dad often says, quote, major in the majors and minor in the minors, end quote. Suck it up is an encouraging directive to get focused, get over yourself, and press on. It is not meant to belittle, but to admonish. Because of my familiarity with this way of communicating, I was surprised by God's frequent nudge to those under his command to suck it up. I vividly remember when the Lord first rebuked me in this way. I was lamenting, grumbling, and complaining about how desperately I wanted out from under my circumstances. In weakness of faith and understanding, but with strength of pride and, quote, thinking more highly of myself than I ought to, end quote, I cried out as a man without hope for the Lord to intervene and to deliver me. I hated my lot in life. I had no vision as to what the quote, light and momentary afflictions, end quote, were producing in me. And frankly, I didn't care. I just wanted relief. How long, O Lord, how long was all I ever loose from my lips? It was about 3 years after this vain posture that the Lord spoke to me through his word in a way which I was very familiar. Jeremiah 12:5 says, if you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? If you stumble in the safe country, how will you manage in the thickets by the Jordan? Ooh, he says, gulp. I'm doing onomatopoeia there. Spelling word. At the end, at that moment, it was like being a boot all over again and hearing my sergeant yell, suck it up, Walden. I've heard that before. Suck it up, Tobin. Let's go. I remember thinking, well, I guess that settles that. I snapped out of that arduous funk, became suddenly aware of my self-absorption and confessed my many sins wrapped up in that detestable posture. It was in contrition and repentance that the scales fell from my eyes as the strong right hand of the Lord lifted me back up. He firmly rebuked, big emphasis on this next part, pay attention. How do you expect to fight in the supernatural when you are so easily wearied by the natural? How do you think you can slay giants when you are so easily overcome by men? The Lord is good and merciful to violently demolish anything that impedes his work in us and through us. We need to realign our thinking and mature in our understanding of our Lord. He is not simply and only existent to coddle, nurture, and soothe our every emotional lament, which the church has too often portrayed him over the past 30 years. We cannot forget what he is also. He's the holy, the righteous, just, and uncompromising warrior. See Exodus 15:3, who is on mission daily in our lives. And as such, he deals with those whom he has beckoned into the battle as warriors. Isaiah 7:9, if you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all. Proverbs 24:10, if you falter in times of trouble, how small is your strength? It is to his glory and the fame of his own name that he challenges and equips his people to uphold the ethos of his kingdom. Recall, the Lord of hosts readies us by commanding us to count the cost. He lets those who are faint of heart return to their duties of normalcy without fear of reproach. However, to those who remain, who are obedient to the heavy-handedness, Jeremiah 29, of the Lord upon their spirit, he establishes his kingdom expectations and then ingrains us the required warrior spirit. Where times of refreshment, encouragement, and restoration are needed, he gives them in abundance. Where spacious places, green pastures, still waters, and quietness of mind and spirit are needed, he gives them in abundance. However, because Yahweh is on mission, when it's time to snap us out of our fog of self-pity, he does it bluntly. That is what is required within the warrior culture and the most of the Most High. When we would do well to admonish one another in loving truth to suck it up, as we are called up into his unfathomable promises, unsurpassed hope, unfailing love, and unrestrained resources. You guys see why I like this book, why it resonated so much with me. Too often in civilian culture, people just, I just don't want to do it. They take the easy way out. They don't grow from anything. They slime by it. Just, and then they wonder why they can't get out of their rut. Because they, oh, well, the Lord didn't help me today. I'm just going to keep being miserable. When the Lord is doing everything he can to get you to pull up by your bootstraps, pull them up, lace them up tight, and take that 30-inch step forward and get into the fight. Yes, the Lord could snap his fingers and make things happen for us in a quickness, right? But would you learn anything? If I did everything for my kids all the time as a parent, if God's our father and I'm the father to my children, if I just did everything for them all the time, if I always tied their shoes, if I always scrambled their eggs, if I always dressed them and all this stuff, I mean, up to a point, right? Once they're old enough to do these things, will they ever learn how to do it for themselves? No. If I don't let them experience, if they're out there, you know, wrestling, if my boys are fighting each other, because boys fight, and if they get hurt, if I'm always just like, oh, buddy, hey, you know, blah, 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 instead of, hey, you know, keep your hands up. Keep your guard up. If you're going to play rough, you got to be tough. You know, that kind of thing. If you always do stuff for them and coddle people, they will get more and more complacent, weaker and weaker and weaker, and not, they won't be able to endure. They won't be able to suck it up because they don't have the tools to do so. It can be taught. The Marine Corps does a great job. We talked about it last week of indoctrination, you breaking you down to your lowest level and then building you back up something brand new. And at the end, they throw you through the crucible. That's all boot camp. Boot camp is hard, trust me, but it's not the hardest part of the Marine Corps. Sorry to spoil the surprise. There's a lot tougher stuff in there. It's called infantry school. Check it out. And then advanced infantry school and so on and so forth. And then, of course, deployments and things like that. But to embrace the suck, okay, that's a step beyond it, in my opinion, just to suck it up. Because now you are embracing the chaos around you. And you are using your training and your discipline and all the tools that you have to tame the chaos. And the ultimate power in the universe, Jesus himself, Yahweh, the Most High, he is not the equal opposite of chaos. He is perfect order, love, justice, all these things. But he smites chaos. They are not opposites. He will utterly defeat it. And he uses us as his agents to bring order to the chaos and drive it out of the world and to tame it and to use it for our own good if we need to. So you have to embrace the sucks. You have to place yourself in there. And the more people that you can bring with you into the fight, the easier it's going to be. It's still going to be hard, but it'll be easier and easier the more people that you have moving forward in the same direction, all understanding that misery is going to happen. It's going to be there. You're going to be broken, bruised, battered, and beaten, right? But that's part of it, because you will overcome. You will endure. If I got to go down and reload, this guy's got my covering file, so I get my gun back up and get back in the fight. When theirs goes down, I pick up my rate of fire so they can keep going. And you constantly move forward towards that objective and ultimately overcome this goal, overtake that objective, subdue the chaos, and bring order to the world. That's what we have to do. We have to maneuver upon the enemy. But the first thing you got to do is establish that base of fire, right? Basic Marine tactics. What is the base of fire? What is this? It's all your training, all your skills, all your attacks, and you are launching a full-on assault on the enemy. But it's the neat part about it. It's not like on a real battlefield. Your prayers and your admonition of the people around you that are being weak and are having issues. If these people are wandering around just, oh, poor pitiful me all the time, and you're not just saying, hey, you should probably figure it out and suck it up. You've been in bad situations before. This ain't that bad. Or this could be a lot worse, but we know how to get through this. And instead of sitting there and BWC, you know, whining and complaining, the first word rhymes with itching, right? If you're doing all that nonstop, you're not helping me. You can be, it stinks in your head, but we still got to get forward and accomplish this task, whatever it is. So instead of whining about it and complaining about it, accept the fact that you have to do it and get it done, no matter No matter what you have to do, get it done. Message to Garcia, right? A lot of Marine references. You guys will get it one day. I'll share the secrets one day. Just kidding. Go. The recruiting office is open. Go figure it out for yourself. So, why is this so important? That section that I read here on page 221. How do you expect to fight? How do you expect to fight in the supernatural when you are so easily wearied by the natural? How do you think you can slay giants when you are so easily overcome by men? Too many times people have it in their head that, yeah, I can go there. I can do this. I can make this happen. I can do all this stuff without doing any kind of training whatsoever. Yeah, I'm just going to go run a marathon. No big deal. Without training and without proper diet, nutrition, focus, determination, mental fortitude, it's going to be you might get through it. It's be a very, very tough time though. Why not take steps in preparation before you go to these tests? Proper prior planning prevents poor performance. Why not go ahead and start right now, preparing your mind, preparing your body, preparing your soul for what is to come? And maybe that thing isn't going to be here for a long time, or maybe it's going to come tomorrow, or maybe it's something you deal with every single day. If you have a hard time going to work because you hate your job, but you have to have a job to support your family, change your paradigm. I'm doing this because of my family. I'm going to keep going to this position and do the best that I possibly can until I can find something that I actually enjoy. If that's your goal, okay. I need to find something else to do with my skills and talents. I need to get out of this situation because I'm miserable, but I still, in the meantime, have to go endure what I'm doing. You see what I'm saying? If that's your daily struggle, if your daily struggle is physical, it's like, man, I'm hurting. I can't get out of bed. Is your diet messed up? Are you inflamed? Are you not drinking enough water? Is there something chronically wrong with you? Do you need to see a chiropractor? Do you need to see a doctor? What do you need to help you be better? Don't just sit there and let it go unaddressed. Something has to change, and you can take proactive steps to help yourself change, to get out of this pain this physical pain that you're in. But until you get to that point, you're going to have to endure a little bit, mind over matter. There's a lot of spiritual attacks going on every single day all around us. Are you putting on your armor every single day? Are you maintaining your armor? Again, we talk about this all the time. What good is your armor if you don't put it on? And what good is your armor on if you don't maintain it while it's off? How do you maintain it while it's off? You get in a word. You pray. You understand what the breastplate of righteousness is, what the shield of faith is, what the helmet of salvation is, the boots of the gospel of peace, the belt of righteousness, all these things, the sword of the spirit. If you don't know what all the pieces of your armor do for offensive defense, how can you expect them to work or understand them? If I just put you in a suit of armor right now and said, hey, go out and fight, you're going to get whacked because you haven't done any preparation in that armor to go out into the world and fight or at least defend yourself because you're not used to how it moves. If I, brand new Marines, you get them in all their kit for the very first time and you go out on a ruck or something like that. Part of the reason you do that is to get them used to their gear, how it fits, how it moves on their body. Do I need to tighten it up? Do I need to adjust it? How's my pack? Is my pack packed properly? What are the capabilities and limitations of my gear that I know that, that I can employ when I'm assaulting this objective? But the first thing you do in that training is to be familiar with that. How does the weight feel on your back? Do you need to adjust something on your belt? If you got a good squad leader, a good command, they'll help everybody by passing on their knowledge, showing them how to do stuff, and then they gotta figure it out. But one of the very first forced marches that we did, hey, just put all your gear on, let's go for a walk. Everybody's dying after a 5-mile walk because nobody knows how to pack their stuff properly. They want you to feel what it's like to do it the wrong way. Then they show you the right way to do it, and then they set you up for success later on. That's part of it. It's part of learning. The Lord does that to us too. Hey, you want to do it your own way? Go for it. See how that works out for you. I could do this. And you go out on whatever task you have assigned for yourself, or whatever task you think the Lord's assigned to you, and you either fail miserably or you get to the end and you accomplish the task, but it is arduous, long, and you're hurting at the end of it. The Lord says, okay, nice work, well done. Why don't you try it this way, my way? lo and behold, you do things right by the Lord in his way. Light bulb goes off. Man, this is not as bad as it was. It's still hard. You still have to put in the work. But it's a much more efficient way of doing things. But all through that, if your mind's in the right place, you will learn how to suck it up and embrace the suck. Because that's what it takes. Good to go? So learn from this. Embrace the suck. Embrace everything that comes at you every single day and take it in, learn from it, process, absorb it, and each day become just a little bit better. And your tasks will get easier because you're just getting stronger. Then you'll be ready for a new task, a new struggle, a new lesson to learn. Because if you're not doing that, you're not growing. You're just sitting idly by while everybody's passing you by and you're wondering why you're getting left behind because you're not actively participating. So suck it up. Embrace the suck. Let's get out there and be warriors for the Lord. Hoorah. Amen. All right. Guys, that's all I got for you this week. Thank you very much for tuning into the Three Pillars Podcast. I'm Chase Tobin, your host as always, a.k.a. Tobinator the Motivator. I think I've told that story where I got that nickname before. If I haven't, you guys let me know and I'll tell it next time. The next section in this book, what we'll be talking about next week is, I had it written down, but it was right in front of me, get in the fight. Oh, we kind of alluded to that earlier. What do we have to do to get in the fight? We're going to talk about that next week. Next week's going to be a little bit, just slightly longer, but not that bad. Why do we need to get in the fight? Because that's what we're called to do as warriors of the Most High. So let's get in the fight next week. Guys, if you like the Three Pillars Podcast, if you like everything that I've got going on over here, please share this show. Share it right now with your friends, family, whoever you think would benefit from this. This is a four-part series on the warrior culture. It applies to males. It applies to females. Anybody can listen to it and apply it to your life. So I encourage you to go ahead and share that. If you're on YouTube or Rumble or Odyssey, wherever you're watching this podcast, I appreciate the views. I appreciate the engagement, the comments, the likes, the shares, all that stuff. Subscribe to the channel. Let's grow and spread the word. If you're listening to this on Odyssey, or not listening to this on Apple, Spotify, or Amazon, or Pandora, iHeart, wherever you listen to your podcasts, please share the show, subscribe, give me a rating review. Honestly, whatever you think about it. If you think this is terrible, let me know. I'll try to be better. Doing the best that I can. So here we go. Also, if you're on Good Pods, check out Good Pods. It's a podcast discovery platform. It helps little guys like me get discovered to the masses. There's millions of podcasts out there, not just Joe Rogan, I promise. I'm one of them. So please go on to Good Pods, create an account, follow me on there, follow the show, rate the episodes that you have seen. If you binge watch them all, give a rating on every single one of them. I would be greatly appreciative of it. If you are on Good Pods, make sure you check out Joe Ruscio at the Sword of the Spirit podcast. Give him some love over there too. Tell him I sent you. He's a good man. He does some good work over there at the Sword of the Spirit podcast. So make sure you check out Joe Ruscio. Finally, check out the Three Pillars podcast on Instagram. Check us out on Facebook. And check out the Three Pillars podcast website. It'll take you to blogs and workouts of the day, quotes of the day, all kinds of stuff. I need to get back on the quotes. I've been kind of slacking. I've been traveling a lot, so I apologize. And that will take you to all things Three Pillars. So I appreciate all the love over there. Subscribe to the blog. You get a newsletter every week. I try to give you guys something to chew on that generally relates to an episode of the podcast. What I've been doing is, if you've been paying attention, is just going in a sequential order from the beginning and doing like a separate blog article based upon the episode, the content of an episode. And it'll link you to that episode. You can kind of put those in conjunction with one another. The beauty of this podcast is you don't have to start at the beginning and work your way up to here. You can really start anywhere and get something out of the podcast. This particular set of episodes for the month of April here, 2024, these four episodes are all going to be in conjunction. So if you want to wait to the end of the month and binge watch all four of them, great. But if you're keeping up as we're doing right now, we're just going to continue on with this little series. And then May 1, we're going to get into something else. I haven't gotten there yet. I have an interview lined up. Maybe we'll see. A guy reached out to me on Twitter not long ago. See if he wants to come on the show and talk about whatever he wants to talk about. I haven't gotten even that far in a conversation yet because I'm in Vegas and I'm trying to work and do podcasts and work out and keep you guys motivated and all that stuff. Meanwhile, stay hydrated. It's hot out here, but I kind of like it. So, all that being said, thank you all. I'm done rambling. All the content's back on the other side of this chat. I'm just kind of talking to myself at this point. But thank you all very much for the love. Thank you all for the support. We're going to end with a quick word of prayer as always and kick you guys out for another phenomenal weekend. With that being said, let us pray. Father God, we adore you. We just praise your name on high. We thank you for the struggle. Thank you for giving us stronger. Thank you for giving us these tough battles, because we want to be your strongest warriors. When we are ready, give us the test. Let us go through and prove ourselves to you, Lord, whatever it is that we need to do, that we can accomplish that mission, learn and grow from it, teach others about it, and then move on to the next objective, Lord. That is what we want to do. That is how we get fired up for you and how we fire each other up to be in your army, Lord. Thank you for the warrior culture that you create in us. Whether you're a veteran of a real military or you're a warrior in the kingdom of God right now, we can all agree that you are sovereign, Lord Jesus. You are sovereign. You are the incarnate deity that we just worship and adore every single day. Thank you for just blessing us with your presence and your Holy Spirit and the Father, all in one. It's hard to explain to people sometimes, but it's not that difficult if you really think about it. So thank you for giving us clarity. Thank you for giving us discernment. Thank you for giving us strength and help us to just grow our faith in you every single day, Lord. Lord, I ask all this in the holy name of Jesus. Bless anybody tuning into this in your holy name. Amen. Guys, that's all I got for you guys this week. Until next time, Tobinator out.